We're three's us, there's three of us. We're weird as f***ing, that's our deal. This could go anywhere, so buckle up and three's us, take the wheel.
Have you guys ever been sent a very outlandish or ridiculous meme and just laughed at how like crazy it is or nonsense it is?
Oh, yeah.
Because I just got nailed out of nowhere by our friend Cordelia. Shout out, Cordelia.
Shout out.
So, Cordelia.
Hit me with a meme. It's bright pink and it just says, "My horny ass could not have a minion."
Oh, God. Oh, that's gross. What
the fuck?
And I don't know why. Yeah. It hit me in the funny boat.
That's
the good font? Yeah. Is it like Girl Boss font where it's like,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's great. My it's horny like ass? Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I think just the sheer efficiency with which it outs you as an absolute fucking freak.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot being said in like minimal words. Also, like, yeah, I would like to think that.
Brings you a lot of places in just a few words. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. I think it'd be pretty funny if it was sold along the live, laugh, loves of the world, where it's like live, laugh, love.
My
you know,
horny
like,
ass could not have a
minion. Yeah, yeah.
I was
yeah.
thinking that you could probably buy it along with the shirt that you know, the shirt that has Barney and it just says commit tax fraud.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Commit tax fraud.
Well, shout out to Cordelia on a personal level, and
yes.
thank you for. The very startling laugh that you just gave me.
Yes, yes.
Danny, speaking of shout-outs to people we know.
Yes, yes.
Are there any shout-outs for our podcast that our podcast knows?
Absolutely. I have two here. I'll let you guys... Yeah. So one of them is Jay Willie, who I believe
Willie?
We did.
Shout-out Jay Willie.
I think we did shout-out. This is from the What Did You Think About This Episode of Threesus portion of the Q&A on Spotify. They said, IDK how to answer this. I haven't listened yet, but thanks for the personal shout out. You really know how to make a guy feel invited on the podcast. Sorry, I'm busy that day though. Which, a lot to say there too. But I don't know if this was in reference also to like, us like giving a shout out to everybody, or maybe we did shout out Jay Willie specifically.
Well, didn't they just say they hadn't even listened?
Yeah. I actually don't really know how to interpret this one. I just kind of liked it.
I think Jay Willie is just like making a joke that we're like, please, Jay Willie, come on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. And then he's like, sorry, I'm busy that day, whatever day that is.
Damn it, Jay Willie. Yeah. Right, we'll try again in the future.
We'll try a different day, yeah.
Yeah, different day, sure. Yeah. There was another one from Bart Sampson. It's just it's a weirdly like human-like photo of Bart Simpson. And it just says y'all gangster AF. Like y'all gangster as fuck. Yeah. With like four fire emojis, and that's the other one.
Wow, thank you, Bart.
Bart Sampson.
Those are great shout outs.
Yeah.
You can be like Jay Willie and Bart Sampson and and invite yourself to our podcast. You can get shouted out on the podcast those two just did.
Mm-hmm.
You can interact with us on our Spotify feed, which at least one of them just did.
Yep.
You can DM us on Instagram at Threesus Podcast. You can leave a comment on our YouTube content. You can leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Or my favorite one, you can join our Patreon family at patreon.com/Threesus. For
yes,
shout
sir.
Outs.
Heck yeah. So fellas, if I may,
fella.
I have a big, so this episode is mostly just intro game plus Mad Libs. We're going to do a special little Mad Libs.
We're going to do Mad Libs later.
But nice. I wanted to get an intro game going because I wanted you guys to get fresh, like improv brain going, you know.
Yeah,
I want you guys
up.
To get nice and warmed up for all these prompts I'm
going
to give you
in
Mad Libs. Yeah, no going in dry here. Threesus, we don't go in dry. Anyway, yeah, so this is Word Smasher. This has become one of my favorite ones. I feel like this one was amazing. Did you just like make this one up one day?
Probably this exact format was in my invention, but honestly, it's such a classic similar to other improv games that I don't feel I can take credit for.
I can distinctly remember us doing like some in like your improv class where we're in a circle and like someone says a word and someone finishes it or like whatever.
So,
yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Danny, but the way this game works is that one person says a word, another person says another word, and then the third person treats both previous words as a compound word that they have to define.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Great. Do you want to go in the order, Daniel, Mason, Danny?
Heck yeah.
All right, so Daniel, why don't you just hit me with a word and I'll compound it with another word.
Yep.
All right, your word is cornhole.
Basket.
Cornhole basket. Cornhole basket is the essentially the bumpers and bowling of cornhole, where instead of having to get it through the hole, there's like a basket on the side that is worth less points, but it's for people who suck at getting it in the hole in cornhole.
Yeah.
Nice. So it's like a bit of a thank you, thank you. I feel fresh already, apparently. So should I give a word then, and then Daniel,
yeah,
and then
yeah,
Mason?
Yeah, you start the next one.
Okay. Father.
Egg.
A father egg is it's basically like a verb. It means to you ever see Emperor Penguins? You know how like the mother lays the egg and then the father like holds it on his little feetsies for like extremely long periods of time to incubate it and let mom go hunt and stuff.
Yeah.
And so a father egging is when you are like shouldering someone else's burden while they go take some much needed recovery time. You know, so like I would father egg Danny if he has been working on a song but really needs a meal break, so I hop on there and start working on his music.
Producing
I just start doing shit that isn't approved by him at all.
Love
you know?
That love that father
I'd be
egging.
Father egging his song.
Go ahead, Mason.
All right,
new word.
Redwood
balls.
Redwood balls. Damn it. So this is kind of like blue balls, but
okay.
But it's called redwood balls,
right?
Because it's blue balls when you're in the forest, and because you're in the forest, you're arborophilic, or otherwise are sexually attracted to trees.
It's like it. You're getting blue balls, but it's specifically a sexual act with a tree.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, what?
Yeah. Wow. Like, you're getting yourself up to that point with the tree.
You're edging.
But you don't want to, like, finish, because that's kind of weird, you know?
Oh,
like,
my god.
To a tree.
Yeah, so that'd be so weird. It'd be disrespectful to nature.
Yeah, right. I was thinking that
Yeah, it's woodland edging.
Yeah.
Woodland edging, yeah.
I thought you were going to go the route of, like, it's just, like, a normal, like, having sex in the forest, but then and there's like a sound you hear and then you like stop
you just
when you're about
to
come
stop.
yeah that's redwood balls for me. So now Daniel,
I start with the word now, right?
A
gropey
mill.
Gropey mill. Wow, guys, thank you. Gropey mill.
Good luck with that, Danny.
Yeah, gropey mill is it's a mill where people milk cows and they grope the udders in a way that
named.
Obviously it's a very tastelessly named mill. It's very famous though because of its tasteless name. But gropey mill is found
with tasteful milk.
Tasteful milk, tasteless name. Ooh, that's a great slogan for it. Yeah, like
God, it's a fucking dairy farm called the gropey mill. That's fucking awful.
That's why I get 2% reduced fat gropey mill.
Before you get mad, they named it like 300-400 years ago, so you know what are you gonna do? Those people were freaks.
Absolutely. All right, does that mean me
really quick? So, before we continue, I'm gonna interrupt the game briefly really quick. I went to an art museum in San Francisco recently, and like there were some like examples of like people from like 500 years ago painting something, and then like when they give insight on what their inspiration was, you find out that they're like a fucking crazy person or like a terrible person, because it's the fucking 1500s. People are insane back then, but like there was like a young girl staring straight into like at the viewer, and it was a very captivating photo. And then like it was like this painter was famous for instilling like aggressively conservative values into the art community at the time, and there's a broken pot that's just in the foreground, and it's like the broken pot represents being like not a virgin anymore or something terrible, something
Jesus
awful
Christ.
Something that totally ruins an otherwise good painting. And it was like, dude, just don't say that. Like, I don't know, like, just like be not a fucking freak from 500 years ago, man.
I'm here to see art, not be sad.
You suck. What's wrong with you? Just paint.
true. Do we want to do
that's,
one more?
That's
and
what
then
I thought of when we were talking about the gropey mill.
That's fair. That's
like
fair.
Just milk your cows, dude. Don't fucking say
stop
anything.
Stop being weird about
it. Stop. Okay, Mason, do you want to start one, and then we'll just, that'll be the end.
Yeah, sure.
Or do you want?
Honest
boundaries.
Honest boundaries.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually what people will respond now, like, you know, cuz Gen Z and Zoomers, mm-hmm. they are Gen Z Zoomers.
They're the same, yeah. The same thing. And then Gen Alpha is the new one.
Yeah, Gen Z and Gen Alpha, you know, they're always coming out with this new slang. And
like honest boundaries.
yeah. That's a pretty good slang, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is very clear because it's when someone tries to get out of the friend zone,
you just
throw an honest boundaries at them.
Wow.
They got to be like, all right, I hear you, you know.
So respect. It's exactly what it sounds like. So brought to you by the opposite of the people who named the gropey mill.
Gropey mill, yeah.
Where it's something wholesome and normal, and it's named something wholesome and normal.
Yeah, Redwood balls.
Redwood balls, too. Yeah, oh my god.
All right, great. I'm happy to close the book on this episode of Word Smasher on a wholesome note.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So as I mentioned before, I wanted to do a special little Mad Libs.
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you guys too much about this because I don't want it to affect the way that you guys input your answers by any means.
Okay.
But now that you guys are nice and warm, if you guys obviously at home don't know, Mad Libs, of course, I'm just going to give the two of them different prompts for different parts of speech. And then they're going to give me their answers, whatever kind of comes to mind first. Go ahead and give me that. And then I will read out what we have replaced. Yeah.
You're going to slot in our answers in place of like some recognizable text.
Yeah, definitely.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
All right. So, for example, first, Mason, can I get a holiday and Daniel a verb?
Yeah, Valentine's Day.
Okay.
To bloodlet.
Oh, come on.
Should I not use that?
No, it's good. I just scoffed because it's such a specific activity.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, so can I get a plural noun from Daniel and a noun from Mason?
A flock of seagulls that somehow got into a huge football stadium. And so now the janitor, like 10 minutes before the game starts, has to try to like wrangle them up and throw them outside the door so that they can be outside again.
Do your best to paraphrase that.
You somehow outdo yourself every single time too, Daniel. I don't know how this is possible.
My noun is teeny tiny footprints.
Oh, cute.
That's cute.
I got a great noun for you. I'm just waiting.
Oh my gosh. I'm not even done with your previous one. Okay. So flock of seagulls that somehow got into the football stadium and now the janitor has to like get rid of that or find a way to let them out.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel, can I get a verb and Mason an adjective? Or sorry, let's swap those. Mason, can I get a verb and Daniel, can I get an adjective?
Oh, harvest.
See through, but only when you flip it upside down.
All right, great. So that was the end of our first song, but I'm just going to keep going. So there are songs. Yes, okay. They are songs. Okay. Mason, can I get a one syllable noun? Because I know it's not going to work with whatever the hell Daniel's coming up with the first next noun. And then Daniel, can I get a verb?
Nip.
That's a great one. Okay, good.
To do a spinning hook kick. To spinning hook kick something.
Yeah. This is great. I feel like maybe it's just because we've done Mad Libs so much that Daniel's like, I can't be normal.
Yeah.
I must do something crazy.
Well, it's more fun that way.
No, totally. Okay. Mason, can I get a verb? And Daniel, give me an abstract noun.
Suckle.
Okay. Suckle. And then abstract noun from Daniel.
You know, I was going to wait for just normal noun, but I'm just going to modify it so now that it's abstract.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The dreams of a dung beetle that lives in the ear of a giant that creates like dung beetle balls, but with the giant's earwax.
Oh, that's awesome, actually.
Right?
That's a whole ass story right there.
Oh, yeah.
They live in symbiosis.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, just a ball of earwax just falls out of his ear, you know?
But the giant probably appreciates that.
Yeah.
And then, Daniel, can I get a verb in the past tense and Mason an adjective?
Explosive diarrhea'd.
Okay, cool.
Disrespectful.
Mm.
Adjective from Daniel and a verb from Mason.
Scandinavian.
Ooh, that's me.
Recruit.
Recruit. Yeah, yeah. Daniel, can I get a vehicle and Mason an animal?
Toyota's brand new 2024 Prius. Now with Ferrari trim for some reason.
Daniel when he's working out.
Wait, what was the prompt?
Animal.
Daniel when he's working out. Oh, that's really so funny. Good.
A Prius with a Ferrari trim was your answer.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And then ooh, here we go. Daniel body part, Mason verb.
To say something horrible and then take it back immediately.
Single nose hair that's peeping out of your nose and makes you realize that you're getting older and it makes you sad.
Oh my god. Okay.
It's really about that more than the nose.
I wasn't even done with Mason's yet. Okay. One more time, Daniel. It was like a single nose hair.
Yes, yeah, single nose hair peeping out of your nose that reminds you that you're getting older.
Triggers an existential crisis.
This is not a personal experience, by
no,
the way.
No, no, no. It's, you know, a guy.
Just anybody was wondering. Yeah.
All right.
My friend told me about yeah. it.
It happened to him. Yeah. Okay. Can I get two verbs ending in ing?
From you wasting.
Guys? Mm-hmm.
Dusting.
Okay. Okay. Daniel, here's... Oh, no. You said you already did your other noun that you wanted to do. But here's noun. Another noun for you, Daniel. And Mason, can I get a gathering? Like a gathering of people. Mm-hmm.
The mouse at the beginning of The Lion King, where it's like scurrying around and then Scar just like, you know, do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. But
a
like
convention where everyone's in love with the same person.
Ooh. Wow. Okay.
And that is why they're gathering.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do. Okay. Verb from Daniel and an abstract noun from Mason.
The giant and putrid shit that Shaggy and Scooby-Doo must be taking after they feast.
I like that one.
Oh my god, I love that that's abstract.
it's not abstract.
To soapbox race.
Can I get a food from Daniel and a verb ending in ing from Mason?
Sugar-free sugar.
Cool.
Driving with no hands.
Oh, nice. Okay, and then give me four adjectives between the two of you. So give me two each. Give me two adjectives each.
Lengthy.
Mm-hmm.
Suspicious.
Cool.
Refurbished.
One of a kind. Mm.
Those are all incredible adjectives. Okay, and then Daniel, can you give me, I guess, another noun? And then Mason, can you give me a relationship between two people?
The North Star.
Mm.
The possessed girl from The Exorcist and the other possessed girl from The Exorcist. The new one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where there's two.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and then just one more abstract noun from both of you.
Propaganda.
Cool.
Poop anxiety.
Can I amend mine to specifically U.S. military propaganda?
Yep. Okay, great. That's it. We are ready. Thank
Let's
you for
it.
Coming
thanks
through
for
that.
Listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Yeah, dude, that should be the worst. That's like the worst possible thing you do is get all these awesome.
I feel
like
we make that joke every time.
I know. Yeah,
every
yeah,
time
yeah.
it tickles me. Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So these are all Christmas songs. Nice. You know, I kind of alluded to the fact that they were going to be songs because I was like, oh, the first song's done.
No, this is great.
Yeah, so these are all Christmas songs. I don't know off the top of my head what day this episode's coming out, but it'll be before Christmas.
Yeah.
The first song is All I Want for Christmas Is You by Good. Mariah Carey. Ooh. The song that makes her so much money every single year. It's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Around this time of year. It like jumps to number one on the Billboard charts every time. Okay. I don't want a lot for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. There is just one thing I bloodlet.
yeah. I hope it's blood.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I don't care about the flock of seagulls that somehow got into the football stadium and now the janitor has to find a way to let them out.
Just leave them there. It'll be
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, yeah. Underneath the Valentine's Day tree.
Nice.
I just want you for my teeny tiny footprints.
Aww.
Yeah, yeah. More than you could ever harvest.
Okay.
Make my wish come see-through, but only when you flip it upside down. All I want for Valentine's Day is you. Yeah. Nice. That actually, that makes more sense than Christmas.
No, that was a good one. That was a good one.
All I want for Valentine's Day is you. Yeah. Yeah. I so stupid. Yeah. Okay. Here's Jingle Bell Rock. Yeah. Jingle Bell Rock. This is Jingle Nip. Jingle Nip. Jingle Nip Rock. Jingle Nip's spinning hook kick something. and Jingle Nip's suckle. Snow. Yeah, that works. Snowing and blowing up bushels of the dreams of a dung beetle that lives that lives in the ear of a, of the giant that creates dung beetle balls with the giant's earwax.
Uh-huh.
Now the jingle hop has explosive diarrhea. And then I just cut right to what a bright time. It's the right time. Right. Is, what a disrespectful time. It's the Scandinavian time, to recruit the night away.
Mm-hmm.
Jingle Nip time is a swell time to go gliding in a Toyota's brand new 2024 Prius now with Ferrari trim for some reason. giddy up jingle Daniel when he's working out. instead of horse. Yeah. Pick up your single nose hair peeping out of your nose that reminds you that you're getting old. say something horrible and then take it back immediately around the clock. mix and mingle in the dusting feet. That's the Jingle Nip Rock.
Nice.
Yeah, there we go. That's a good one. So many long things in there. My lord.
There's a lot that we're doing with Daniel there.
I know. Yeah. Dude, giddy up jingle Daniel when he's working out. Okay. Two more. We've got rocking around the Christmas tree.
Nice.
Instead of rocking around, now it's wasting around the Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
At the Christmas convention where everyone's in love with the same person. Top, or hop. Yeah.
Santa.
Yeah. The mouse at the beginning of The Lion King that Scar goes pachow on with his paw, hung where you can see. Every couple tries to soapbox race. Wasting around the Christmas tree. Let the Christmas giant and putrid shit that Shaggy and Scooby must be taking after they feast ring. Later we'll ring. Later we'll have some sugar-free sugar. And we'll do some driving with no hands. do some driving with no hands. All right.
That's really funny.
Yeah, these are great. Okay, last song, very quick. Silent Night. We are saying this as a way to, sing a baby to sleep.
Yes.
Lengthy night. Suspicious night. Ooh. All is refurbished. All is one of a kind.
Nice.
I don't know if those work together, but round yon virgin. Possessed girl from The Exorcist and the other possessed girl from The Exorcist, the new one. Holy the North Star, so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly poop anxiety. And then sleep in heavenly U.S. military propaganda. And that is Silent Night. Lengthy night, suspicious night, all is refurbished, all is one of a kind. Mm-hmm. And then, I love sleep in heavenly poop anxiety and sleep in heavenly U.S. military propaganda.
I really liked round yon virgin, girl from The Exorcist, and other girl from The Exorcist.
Yeah, because it's mother and child.
Mother and child.
Yeah.
Possessed girl and other possessed girl.
Yeah.
I really like heavenly poop anxiety. Yeah. I feel like that's like a band name or something.
Oh, yeah. heavenly poop anxiety. Yeah. And with that, that is our Christmas edition of the Mad Libs. That is our Mad Libs Christmas edition. Thank you guys for listening along at home. I hope all of Daniel's lengthy nouns are all absolutely worth it. Mason, Jason had a couple in there, like the giant and putrid shit that Shaggy and Scooby must be taking after they feast.
I have no idea why that popped into my head.
I don't know,
at
but
all.
That's an incredible visual. Yeah.
That shit's happening off camera, but you know that it must be awful.
Oh, yeah. But with that is the end of the Threesis podcast. Daniel, what do you have to say?
Merry Christmas
to all the possessed girls out there.
Yeah. Also, I have no idea. Yeah. I was gonna say, like, I don't even know how close this is gonna be to Christmas, but yeah,
that's true. Well, Merry Christmas anyway. I love you. There's nothing you can do about it.
Bye.